When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to share a couple of stories from our newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Too Funny. This is our third collection of funny stories. We've done one each spring since the pandemic started, and they've been very popular. And no one is safe in these true stories, from spouses to parents to children to colleagues to friends to the person who wrote the story. And some of the funniest stories are the ones about mistaken identity, which is what we're going to talk about today. So in our first story, Leslie Schneider tells us about this one particular Thanksgiving. It was a beautiful day in Southern California. So beautiful that her mother decided to have dinner on their front lawn. So the whole family worked to set up a long table and decorate it. And then Leslie saw her uncle and aunt and cousins pull up on the street, and another car pulled up right behind theirs. And Leslie's uncle Gordon got out of the first car and waited for the man in the next car to join him. And then they walked up to the house together, chatting. Well, Leslie's mother was surprised to see this unexpected guest. But Gordon introduced him and said he was from Toronto, a fellow Canadian. Leslie's mom told her to set another place and told the man they'd be eating in half an hour. And Leslie thought he had a funny expression on his face, but he smiled and said, "Why, thanks. Thanks a lot." So Leslie put their new guest next to Uncle Gordon so that the two friends could reminisce about home. Which they did. They spent a lot of time talking to each other about Canada and their lives there. And then after dinner, the man approached Leslie's mother and thanked her. He said it was one of the best Thanksgivings he ever had and quite unexpected. A few minutes later in the kitchen, Leslie's mom commented to her sister-in-law that Gordon's friend was nice. And her sister-in-law said they didn't know him and they thought he was a friend of Leslie's mom and father. Well, when they asked Uncle Gordon, he said he assumed that the man was an expected guest because he pulled up right behind Gordon just in time for Thanksgiving dinner. So everyone laughed and went outside to figure out just who this guy was. Leslie says the stranger had taken his last bite of pie and was washing it down with black coffee. Then he rose and shook hands with my dad. And then the stranger said, "I have to be off, but I want to thank you for being so generous. I didn't expect to be invited here, but in the spirit of the day, you gave a meal to a man you didn't know and made him feel like part of the family. What a Thanksgiving this has been for me. I'll never forget any of you." Leslie's mom said she was glad he had joined them and asked if there was anything else they could do for him. "Well," said the stranger, "just the one thing. You can point me in the direction of Wiseburn Street. I got a little turned around when I came into the neighborhood." So this guy had just been looking for directions and ended up sitting down to a whole Thanksgiving dinner. Annette Clayton has another story about a family misunderstanding based on assumptions. In her case, it involved her grandfather, Armand, who enjoyed fishing. So one beautiful day, the family decided to head to the lake for a day of fishing. And Annette's friend BJ decided to join them. And since he lived near Annette's grandfather, Armand, he said he would pick him up. So they arranged for BJ to pick up Armand at a McDonald's. When BJ pulled up to the McDonald's, he easily picked out Armand because there was an older gentleman with a fishing pole standing there waiting. BJ nodded at him. The old man nodded back, and he climbed into the truck. Well, Annette was happily driving toward the lake in her car when she got a phone call. It was BJ explaining that he did have an older gentleman with a fishing pole in his truck, and they were in the McDonald's parking lot, but he didn't think he had her grandfather Armand because this man said his name was Elmer. Annette asked to speak to Elmer. It turned out that he was going to the same lake to go fishing, and he was supposed to wait for his ride at the McDonald's, and his ride hadn't shown up, so he thought BJ was his substitute driver. Annette got his home number from him and called his wife, who put her in touch with her son's friend, who was supposed to have picked up Elmer. And that guy said, "I've got Elmer. He's right here. We're on our way to the lake." So Annette said to him, "Ask the man you're sitting next to what his name is." Well, it was Armand. So these two drivers had picked up the wrong grandfathers. Since they were all going to the same lake anyway, they agreed to meet there to swap grandfathers. And the grandfathers loved the whole thing and spent the rest of the day side by side, casting their lines and reminiscing about the good old days. And the two families got a great story out of it. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Too Funny. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the topics it covers. You'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. If you want to read stories from this book and our other new ones, you can sign up for our daily newsletter and get a free story in your email every day. Just go to chickensoup.com and click on the newsletter sign up option. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is at Amy Newmark, and you'll see links to our free stories and to this podcast. And please come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories from our hit book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Kindness Matters. These stories are about some true role models of kindness.
A supportive work environment can help everyone working in schools stay resilient.
Just finding people that can reassure me that I'm doing my best and that there are people out there who understand me and can help me through these situations.
You are not alone.
Leaning on each other, colleagues in education is essential. You have to.
We take care of one another.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now. That's cdcfoundation.org/how right now.